Welcome back to the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVUX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVUX.com. We have more military topics to discuss, so let's get to it. Here's John.
Why, thanks, Jack. And up at West Point, phoning in right now, we have Ken Kratzer, our co-host here. And Ken is up at West Point for our day, the day that new recruits report to the post. And Ken, tell us a little bit about what our day is like today.
It's a big day, 1,230 of America's best and brightest high school students arrived with their parents and families this morning, and they all were inducted in a series of ceremonies where they go to an auditorium, and the speaker says that they have 60 seconds to say their goodbyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cadets scramble down, and they go through the doors, and their life changes forever. They go through a very arduous day of the traditional haircuts, getting uniforms, and then just learning the very basics of military life, how to salute, how to take instruction. They'll be learning how to march in a company formation. Actually, and you and I, you've attended this, 6 o'clock tonight, they'll march out on the famous plane here at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of several thousand parents and friends and family in the grandstands, march behind their cadet leaders. The upperclassmen at West Point do all the training of the freshmen, of the new cadets, as they're called. So really for the next 6-7 weeks, they'll go through what's the equivalent of Army basic training. A lot of it is up at Camp Buckner, where they go through all the basics of being a soldier. And then they finish that with a march back to West Point, about 12 or 13 miles with full packs. And it's sort of one of the great traditions of freshman year at West Point. They call it the march back. Quite a few alumni come back to march with them. So it all started today. The class has 301 women of 1,230 representing every state in the country. And it's also 14 international cadets from basically allied countries who are here to experience West Point for the 4 years and then go back to become members of the military of their countries. There were 13,000 applications. And what's always great to hear is that there were 7 combat veterans in the new class.
Mm-hmm.
Who were enlisted soldiers and came back. Some may have gone to the Army prep school for a year, and they get a chance to earn commissions by completing 4 years of study at West Point. And so we talked to the Army baseball coach, Jim Foster, is a former college player at Providence, actually, and had quite a long professional baseball career, and then he coached at Rhode Island. But being a native of Rhode Island, he talked very glowingly about American Legion baseball. And this weekend, they'll have a tournament here at West Point on the two baseball fields here among American Legion teams starting on Friday. All teams play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We have queued up right now the interview that Ken conducted with head baseball coach Jim Foster earlier today at West Point.
What's a day like for you?
We had 19 recruits show up yesterday with their families, and they're reporting today. They're going to go in and start their journey here at West Point, and couldn't be more proud of them, happy for them. And, you know, it was great to get together yesterday and have a picnic and kind of break the ice. And it was great because the leadership here at West Point stopped by, General Caslin and our athletic director, Boo Corrigan, and a host of other people to welcome them and give them some words of wisdom as they get going.
Okay, now you've got a big American Legion baseball tournament here on the Doubleday Field at West Point, the U.S. Military Academy, this weekend. Tell us a little bit about this tournament. I know you've been very busy setting it up.
Yeah, we've been busy. We've been looking forward to it. You know, as I mentioned before, my dad's coached Legion for a long time, and it means a lot to him. And, you know, people my age, we grew up playing Legion. You know, there wasn't any travel ball. So that's what you did in the summer. You had a job. You played ball in the evenings. You know, the games usually started around 4:30, 5 o'clock after work, and you'd play. And, you know, it's really difficult to win a Legion state championship and you know, it's nice because you don't just play with the kids from your school, you play with the best players in your community. And so you got to know the kids in the high school next to you, you know, the next town over. And, you know, since travel ball's come in, Legion's kind of been down a little bit. You know, not as many players are playing it. And I think if we can ever get it, I think there's room for both. I think Legion could be played during the week and travel ball on the weekends. And if that ended up being the format, kids could play local and not have to spend as much money traveling all over the place, and then go play some travel ball on the weekends here and there. But we'll see if that happens or not. What we want to do here this weekend is we want to have some really good Legion programs in here that take a lot of pride in what they do. And you know, there's teams coming in from all over New England, outside of New England, and we just want to host a good tournament. You know, have the kids play some good baseball and see West Point at its best.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about the format. I know you got a bunch of teams coming. How do they set up the tournament?
Well, we're going to play games Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th, 8th, 9th. And it's three games guaranteed. And then Sunday morning is going to be a semifinal and a final. So the final game will be played noon on Sunday. And then we'll have a champion, and hopefully everyone will have a good time, and we can do it again next year.
Absolutely. I'm sure the players will all be thrilled to play here at West Point and learn a little bit about the military. Certainly appreciation for the military. Tell us a little bit about American Legion Baseball. What's the age group that plays? And I know there's a lot of teams and posts around the country that participate.
Yeah, there's you know, last time I checked, you had to be a freshman in high school. And then I think they just changed the rule back where college players can't play. So it used to be where a kid could go off to college his freshman year, play, and if his birthday was before a certain date, he could come back and play Legion after his freshman year of college. I think that rule just changed. So it's basically for high school kids, and every community sets it up different. It's wood bat. And it's pure, you know. It's very minimal cost. You know, it's kids who, you know, don't have thousands of dollars to spend on hotels and airplanes and travel, which is the case now with a lot of these different tournaments. And like I said, as coaches, we love Legion because it's what we did, you know, and it's how baseball should be. It's they're playing because they love it. They play it because it's good ball. It's really good ball. You know, it's the best players in their community. And, you know, we'd do anything to support Legion Baseball. So this is just a small little thing to say thank you to them and all the veterans and everybody, and, you know, the Legion posts around the country.
And so I had to mention Brandon Nemo, a former American Legion baseball player from Wyoming, starred in center field for the Mets yesterday. A lot of former American Legion players in Major League Baseball.
Lots. There's so many you can't even name, you know, and they'll all tell you the same thing. Just being able to stay local in the summer and play ball and actually have a summer, you know, and be able to stay with your family and your friends and teaches you how to grind it out, too. You know, you have a job during the day, and sometimes you're tired getting out of that job, and you got to learn how to turn it around and go out there and play a good ball game. You know, it's what I love about Legion is you're playing against older kids. Like, you know, when I was 14 years old, you're playing against 17, 18-year-olds, you know, and you learn quick. You're not the best kid out there, and you need to get better. You know, you might have to carry the bag. You might have to sit in the back of the bus. You earn your way up to the top, you know, and that's the way it should be. Now kids they're all the same age, so they're not used to that stuff. They're not used to being told, you know, hey, you got to wait your turn, or playing against kids 3 or 4 years older. You know, they want to play right away. So American Legion makes you earn it, and that's what I love about it. It's really a huge part of your development as a player, because you learn how to not be the best and still keep going, and you learn how to fail and keep going. You learn about a lot about yourself and what you're made of.
Absolutely. And just to maybe mention where you played American Legion baseball. Just to go tell the audience a little bit about your career. You've had a quite a distinguished professional career and college coaching career.
Yeah, I played at Providence College, was drafted in 93 by the Orioles. I was with the Orioles for 7 years. Then I went over to the Diamondbacks. Then I went to the Angels and finished up with the White Sox for 2 years. So I was very fortunate to play for a long time as a catcher. And, you know, the friends and experiences you made over the years, that's what it's all about. So the relationships we've developed over the years with all the guys and coaches I've met, and, you know, just being able to learn from them and pass it on to the guys I coach now and try and make it better for them and teach them the right way to do things is truly a blessing. It's something, you know, that's really special, and to be able to do it here at West Point and you know, be associated with you know, everything that it stands for and you know, what they do for our country is it doesn't get any better than that.
Hey, just got to ask you, tell us about the camps that you run a little later this summer, and then you start with fall baseball. It's just not too far off. You have a full schedule for baseball here at West Point.
Yeah, we play a full schedule. The guys start class August 21st. Then we have captain's practice for a week or two. And then we get them for 45 days, so we're out here 6 days a week. We do play some outside competition. It's only one or two games because it counts towards your schedule in the spring. Everything will be online, but 6 days a week we'll be out here at Doubleday Field and practicing, getting ready to go for the season next year.
Absolutely. Army West Point head baseball coach Jim Foster. Got to mention a fellow Providence College alumnus. Great to see you.
Thank you, Ken. Thanks for stopping by.
Ken, he seems really excited and seems to really be appreciative of the experience that he gained when he himself played in American Legion ball.
Yeah, in Rhode Island, so did his father, and so it's really great to hear from a college baseball coach. He has quite a career as a coach at the University of Rhode Island before coming over to West Point, and so it's great to see.
Absolutely right, and if you're not doing anything on Saturday, a perfect day would be to spend it at West Point, where you could see some American Legion baseball and follow it up with the West Point Band Concert at 7:30. You've been listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVUX 1460 AM. We thank today's special guests, Captain Flo Groberg, recipient of the Medal of Honor and now Director of Veterans Outreach at Boeing, and West Point baseball coach Jim Foster.